Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, are we ready for phase two in lifting COVID-19 restrictions? Is the roadmap to reopening Ireland quick enough to, or do controversial mass gatherings, continued clusters and community transmission prove the need for further caution? These are just some of the issues up for debate at the National Public Health Emergency Team when they meet tomorrow to make recommendations on how we proceed to lift further COVID-19 restrictions ahead of a cabinet decision on Friday. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Jack Lambert at the Mater Hospital, but first, John Cook is here with more on these latest figures that will inform decisions on the roadmap to reopening the country. Positive metrics overall, according to the Health Minister, John.
That's what he said, Mary. Simon Harris was speaking on a visit to the National Council for the Blind's Iona Centre in Glasnevin earlier when he said lockdown had been difficult for everyone, but for people with a visual impairment, it's more challenging. He pointed to positive figures over the past month. For instance, on May 2nd, 800 people were being treated in hospital for COVID-19. That's down to 422 in the last 24 hours. 1 month ago, the number of people in ICUs was 99. That was down to 36 yesterday, he said. But as he took questions about the planned move towards phase two of the roadmap to reopening the country, Simon Harris stressed the virus hasn't disappeared. There's still no cure, still no vaccine, and still 36 people fighting for their lives in ICUs today. Now, as we await a further update from the Chief Medical Officer this evening, we know there were eight more deaths confirmed yesterday, bringing the overall total to 1,658. 10 more positive cases brought our total to 25,066. And last evening, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, said that about a quarter of the cases reported in the past week would have occurred in the community without a link to a known cluster like a residential care setting or meat factory. So Minister Harris said this afternoon that the spread of the virus from contacts within the community is still a concern to him.
The virus is still here. What we're trying to do as a country now is find that sweet spot where we can successfully live alongside it. Because we have to, you know, we have to be able to do some things. You know, we can't suspend all of the things forevermore. So NPHET will consider all of these issues and they'll report to government. They'll be monitoring them very closely. One of the figures I'll be interested in seeing tomorrow is the reproduction rate. Once the rate of growth, once that R number stays below one, it means we are suppressing the virus. So even if it increases a little bit but stays below one, we're still suppressing the virus. Once it goes over one, we're in a position again where we haven't been in many, many, many weeks where the virus is growing. The figure that concerns me a little bit is the number of confirmed cases now that come from close contacts. I think from memory it's over 50%, I think I saw in the HBSC figures the other day. So that basically means that at the moment we're largely speaking keeping a majority of the cases confined to close contacts. But obviously as we start to move again, our close contacts will grow in number. And I think that is a message for all of us. We have to proceed with caution. And anybody who kind of thinks, ah, sure, that's all done now. Didn't we do that public health emergency for a while? Now we have to get back to doing other things. I wish we were in that position, but we're not, and we're not going to be for some time.
John, what did he have to say about face masks or face coverings?
He said there's room for improvement around our wearing of face coverings, Mary, and there is clear public health advice around wearing them, so we appeal for people to do so. We know that last month the government advised that face masks or coverings should be worn in situations where social distancing might be difficult. Minister Harris said at this point people's personal behaviours around hygiene are even more important, and he added that getting on public transport or going into supermarkets particularly is where people should wear a face covering. And there are other suggestions too. It's an issue raised by other people on Radio 1 today, including Monaghan doctor Ilona Duffy, who alarmingly reported her surgery being as busy this week as the early stages of the pandemic, especially during what she described as an exceptionally busy day when she spoke to Morning Ireland.
More of concern for us was that we got six positive test results back yesterday. Now, I acknowledge that that's after a weekend as well, but we've another two this morning, and that's just on the first checking of the results that are coming into us online. I suppose it's great news around the country that I think there are six counties that have had no positive results in the last week, and that's great, but we're continuing to see positive results here in Monaghan and in Cavan. So why is it happening? I think there are definitely clusters. There are definitely areas that we're seeing outbreaks in. And whereas in the initial stages, we saw that was related to nursing homes and hospital settings. Now we're seeing it more related to areas of work. So factories, and people have talked about meat factories, but I don't think it's necessarily just meat factories. It's any kind of factory because people are travelling together. They're maybe living together. I think there's still maybe a lack of understanding about the social distancing, especially for people who are travelling together but not living together. I think we need to open up things, and I think there is a plan there for that, but it's got to be done cautiously. And I think we also need to look at other things like the wearing of masks in public, and especially in groups and group settings, especially work settings where people maybe when they're not on the phone but in an office together are wearing mouth coverings, because we know there is increasing data that that does help reduce the spread.
Dr. Ilona Duffy there, John, mentioned, you know, new cases. Some counties, they don't have any new cases. They haven't had them for days or even weeks. And some are now calling for the government to speed up the roadmap.
Some luckier than Cavan and Monaghan, as she suggested there. We know that representatives in the tourism and hospitality sector, small and medium businesses, have been calling for an easing of these emergency measures to be accelerated. And fortunately for some counties, yes, Mary, progress on the fight against COVID-19 has been quicker than others. The front page of the Kerryman newspaper reports the kingdom has been 2 weeks COVID-free. Similar positives have been seen in Sligo, and Sligo Leitrim TD Mark McSharry of Fianna Fáil has suggested public health officials could look at running a pilot scheme for easing measures in the counties that are recording consecutive days of no new cases. It's something that was raised in Galway Roscommon by Dennis Nocton last month. He called for early easing of restrictions, said it made no sense that some parts of the country with low rates of infection should remain in lockdown to the same extent as those with significant problems. And we know that Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin has said he didn't agree with the 20-kilometre limit. No scientific basis, he said, for the rule. The Green Party leader Eamon Ryan had called for amendments. But today Minister Harris was asked about reports of government ministers within the cabinet calling for the limit to be scrapped, the 20-kilometre limit. He said he hadn't heard any named cabinet ministers making those calls, so wouldn't comment on that, but he believes the limits are based on the best public health advice.
It does kind of make me bristle when I hear people say there's no public health rationale for it, because I haven't heard any public health doctors say that. So again, I get my public health advice from public health doctors who say there is a benefit. And the benefit is this. There are parts of our country where we haven't seen a COVID case in quite a number of days, and there are even some, I believe, we haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. There's a reason for that. And if we all start just getting in our cars and travelling there tomorrow, what will happen? The virus will come there as well. So we know that the whole strategy is based on keeping people as close to their home as possible, and then gradually, gradually, in a safe way, us trying to go about some degree of normal life again and go from 2 kilometres to 5 kilometres and hopefully 20, and then hopefully over the course of the summer, in line with the roadmap, not having to stick to the 20 as well. So I think people shouldn't kind of make sweeping comments of there's no public health rationale when the chief medical officer thinks there's a public health rationale. That's good enough for me.
That's the Minister for Health, Simon Harris. For more now, I'm joined by Dr. Jack Lambert, consultant in infectious disease at the Mater Hospital and UCD. That last point that the Minister for Health was making, Jack Lambert, there about the public health benefit. Where are you on this move from the 5K to the 20K from next Monday?
Well, look, when there's lots of virus around, then limiting travel is a great idea. If the epicenter of COVID is Dublin, then it makes sense that people shouldn't be coming into Dublin, people shouldn't be going out to Dublin. But now that the virus has been suppressed because of the lockdown, I think we need to actually think rationally about what needs to be done. So I think limiting travel of people in Dublin, where there's still the major clusters, maybe Cavan, maybe Monaghan, those are the three counties that were hardest hit. I still think we've got concern there. But if you go other counties in other parts of the country that had almost no cases of COVID, as long as people aren't moving in from high-risk areas to those low-risk areas, I think you can make an argument scientifically that it makes sense to not have one size fits all. So I guess I'm not here to make decisions. I'm just trying to think through the process of how this virus spreads. You know,
are you making an argument, though, for different rules to apply to perhaps the greater Dublin area and travel in and out of Dublin, and to perhaps people from Sligo being able to travel down to Kerry or to be able to travel to Leitrim or beyond the 20K that will be introduced from Monday?
Well, I think I'm just saying, now this would be a very difficult thing to implement, but yes, I think it would be a perfectly safe thing to do. So I think the trouble with blanket rules is they're taking in low-risk and high-risk groups and areas and putting them into the same basket. So I think the virus has been suppressed. There's very little virus spreading in the community right now. The risk is that it's going to flare up again. That is a concern. But we won't know until we open up the restrictions in a phased manner. And I think we need to have a think about what the best way to do that is. And even the current guidance that's been given in terms of the different phases, maybe we have to relook at those based on new accumulating evidence from other countries, from the scientific literature.
Some of these are political decisions as well. I wonder, is there a societal consequence to building a wall around the Pale, so to speak?
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I'm not thinking of it politically. I'm thinking from a safety standpoint and being able to get the country back on track, making safety of patients, safety of our economy, all those things are considerations.
How real is this risk now of our going backwards very quickly in terms of the spreading of the virus and maybe reversing all these positive metrics that you've all been talking about?
Well, the thing is that look back to the end of February. There was people flying in from northern Italy, just small numbers at the beginning. And this has resulted 3 months later in, you know, probably hundreds of thousands of people infected with COVID. We only recorded, you know, X number because we only did this number of tests. But there's been a large number. It's a very contagious virus. So we do run the risk of going back to that situation if we don't have a measured reentry into society. So it has to be done cautiously, but we have to do it cautiously.
We heard as well 25% of the cases in the last week being from close contacts. Contacts will increase, of course, as the movement of people starts to increase. Have we learned enough? Have we taken all those messages on board now? And I'm conscious of the demonstrations at the weekend and so on. Have we learned enough to lessen the risks of future infection?
I'm not sure we have. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Just we say social distancing. Just stay, keep social distancing. I mean, I think social distancing is very difficult in many situations. So I think it's not just about social distancing. I think there has to be a very strong message on hand hygiene. And I think there has to be a really strong message on use of masks in appropriate situations and enclosed environments in the community, just like we do in the hospital. And I don't see that very clear message out there at the present time. And I think I think there's lots of things that need to be clarified quite quickly as we release the current restrictions.
Just in relation to the hospital and infection spread, and we remember back in the early days of the COVID outbreak, hospitals had a particular issue with spread and spread among the healthcare workers themselves. You've learned a lot in the past couple of months. And have you now managed to contain that spread of infection?
Absolutely. I think it's very well contained now because in every situation, healthcare workers are wearing masks, not just when we know there's a COVID patient. With every negative patient, we assume they're COVID. And every staff member, when we're close to them, we wear a mask. And when we weren't doing that before, even with social distancing, which wasn't perfect, I would admit, you know, I mean, when you're working, sometimes you don't keep 2 meters, sometimes it's 1 meter, sometimes it's less than that. I think there were cases of staff-to-staff transmission in the hospital, and that's been eliminated by the use of face masks, in my opinion.
Dr. Jack Lambert, thank you very much for your time this evening. Before that, John Cook was reporting for us 23